euros.
Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Baugan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Baugan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Avon English Class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English Class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. Today, a very special edition of the show. Now, they're all special, I think, right? They're all special, but today is especially special. How about that? Today, we're going to have a very special guest in the studio talking about her brand new book, which is one of the best books I've seen in a long time. And I've been looking at a lot of books, and it's a great one. So we'll talk about this new book. It's called English Grammar. It's the perfect radio station to be talking about a book with that title. We're also going to talk about the actor Bill Murray, as it is his birthday today. We also have some very weird news involving KFC, the KFC restaurants, also known as Kentucky Fried Chicken, one of Tino's favorite places, right? And we also have, history, grammar, pronunciation, challenges, prizes on the show today as well. Prizes. Oh, my gosh. Lots to talk about. Let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, folks, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Tuesday, and my very special guest today is Claudia Martinez. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Claudia, now, I have to admit, I referred to you in the tweet today as Claudia Martinez, and I've always known you as Claudia Martinez, but you also have the second name, Freund.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
No, actually, it's German, and it's pronounced Freund.
A Freund.
Which means friend. Actually quite similar to
cool.
English, kind of.
I didn't know that. Cool. I don't know any German. Almost no German.
Right.
But you are the one who also so for those of you who don't know Claudia, you may not know her voice, or maybe you do, but they may know your books, right? Because you've done a lot of books for Vaughan,
mm-hmm.
Right?
So far I've published Alemán Gramática Fácil,
mm-hmm.
Alemán Frases Clave, so two books about German, And then also Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios, an exercise book that goes together with our Gramática Fácil, mm-hmm. our small grammar book, which came out 3 years ago. And yeah, ever since I've joined the department, the publishing department, I've been involved in lots of other publications.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting department, an interesting area of our company. And I've had a few people from that area on the show over the years, of course, but it seems there's always something new, right? And something new and exciting. And we met up for the first time in a while because of this COVID situation. I don't see as many of the Vaughan people as I used to. I suppose it's the same for you, right?
Yeah, totally. And now also on top of the COVID situation, I'm also working from home. So
yeah,
it's so nice to be here in the office
yeah.
with you and actually to see people.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And this book is like, it's heavy, right?
Yeah.
This is a serious book. This is 470 pages.
Yes.
You knew. 470 pages of English grammar. So how would you describe, I mean, this is an impressive book. How would you describe this book? Who's it for?
Okay, so I would say it's a book for all levels, first of all, because it's a comprehensive grammar guide. Es muy completo. It's got all the grammar in one book.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether you're a beginner, intermediate or advanced student, whether you're doing exam preparation or at school or whatever, even as an English teacher, it might be good to have a reference book.
Absolutely.
More than anything, it's a reference book.
Yeah.
Although there's so many examples, so many translated examples that it's great. It's a great book for practice as well. You can just, you know,
yeah.
test yourself.
So what I see here when I look at this, I see, yes, a reference book, but also, finally, a reference book that is in the Vaughan style, right?
Exactly.
With translations, the things, you know, pronunciation explained in our way, you know, in a way that people can just see the word and pronounce it. You have that. I don't know what we even call that.
Yeah,
is there,
the Vaughan phonetic system.
Is that what it's called internally?
Well,
I don't even know.
We call it Phonética Vaughan.
Phonética Vaughan, yeah, because it's like any Spanish person can see that and read it.
Yeah.
Which is, and I've had people over the years say, why don't you write in the proper, you know, phonetics? And,
yeah.
and I always say, like, the reason is, like, because nobody knows how
nobody,
to read that. So why bother?
Knows.
Unless you're an academic, like, it does, nobody knows how to read it. But with these, you just see it and then you say, oh, believed. Boom. And you know how to pronounce it.
Right. Exactly. And the Spanish language is uniquely made for this because in Spanish, you pronounce everything the way you write it. So
yeah.
it's very easy to turn, like to make pronunciation easier on paper, even though, of course, you have to listen to the word and so on. But it's a great guide.
Mm-hmm. Now, a question here about German. How does German pronunciation work? We're getting off the topic of the book for a moment, but I'm curious. How does German pronunciation work? Is it similar to Spanish in that you can just see the word and if you know all the sounds, you can sound it out and be correct?
Yes, in general, actually, it follows a set of rules that, you know, you have a few letters like you would have in Spanish, like the double L. L in Spanish is, you know, le. So you would, you know, we have things like that in German. But in general, once you know the, for example, my second surname, Freund, uh-huh. it is Freund, the EU is always oi. Whenever you see EU in EU, in German, it's oi.
Okay. And you also have the double S, which is another Strasse, like street is Strasse.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We have a double S, which is just the normal S, which is also sometimes written like a strange B.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's
it's just
the one.
An S. It's just an old way of writing double S.
Okay, I was curious about that.
All right. Well, we have so much to talk about, and we have something exciting that we're going to do today for the folks at home. Is we can give away, regalar, a copy of this book, which is an incredible prize because it's a great book. It's one that I'm going to get myself. It's a great resource, a great tool. We'll talk about it more, but in a few minutes we'll talk about how someone can win this book. So pay attention, folks, right? Remember, in English, we don't lend. In Spanish, they lend. In English, yeah. We give it.
Yeah.
Where pagamos. We pay it.
Yeah.
Lo pagamos. No lo prestamos. Lo pagamos. That's right. Well, why don't we warm up? I think it's like if you go to the gym, you can sprain a muscle, but it's the same, I think, with speaking English. You got to warm up a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
Let's work on the
All right.
Okay?
Okay, here we go. We're going to get warmed up. I'm going to give you... How about a sentence in Spanish? I'll say it in Spanish and you say it in English. How about that?
All right, let's do it.
But maybe... Well, that's what we normally do, but why don't we alternate?
Okay.
Which is ir turnando, right? We'll alternate.
All right.
So I'll challenge you for one and then you challenge me.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. And we'll give everybody at home 5 seconds. 5 segundos, right, Tino? Okay, number one. No discutamos hoy.
Let's not argue today.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Let's not argue today. Okay.
Not in general, not at all.
Yeah. All right.
Well, sometimes.
Okay. Do you have one for me?
All right. Let's see. No me gusta el té verde.
I don't like green tea. El té verde.
Right.
Do you like green tea?
No, I don't.
Tino, do you like green tea?
Yeah.
He does. Tino says, yeah.
What's up with green tea? Everybody loves green tea. It's the most vile thing I've tasted.
Convinced people that it's healthy, though.
Ah, that's
so people are getting into it, right? Okay, here we go.
Pinta, no?
Sí, tiene buena pinta. Okay, here we go. Okay. No tenía ni idea de que estabas enferma.
I had no idea you were sick or ill.
Sure. I had no idea. Ni idea. I had no idea you were ill or sick. Correct. Okay.
All right. Let me use a sentence from my book. Te lo mando mañana.
I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Excellent.
Right.
And why not I send it to you?
Ooh, te lo mando. Well, you're making reference to the future, so we're talking about tomorrow. I will send it.
Right.
I'll send it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I send it is incorrect.
So that, right, wrong. Wrong answer, folks. That would be in the present. I send it. I send it every day or whatever.
Right.
I'll send it to you tomorrow. Okay. Okay. Okay, here we go. Let me pick a good one here. No te acerques demasiado a ese coche.
Don't come too close to that car.
Sure. Don't come too close to that car. Or don't get too close.
Don't get too close.
Either way,
mm-hmm.
To that car. Perfect. All right.
All right. Let me find a good one. Hay algo más que te tengo que contar.
Ooh. Good one. There's something else I have to tell you?
Excellent. Yeah.
Nice. Que tengo que contar. What do you think about that, Tina? Was that difficult or was it easy? He says, it wasn't.
Bien, true. Amigo del otro lado del chat.
Bien, bien, bien. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. Tino, you can put the headphones on because Tino's got a lot of, tonterías these days, right? He's saying a lot of stuff. He's throwing in a lot of stuff here. But, you know, okay. Well, why don't we do one more each? Because then I want to make sure we have time to explain our challenge. Our contest, el concurso. So pay attention, folks. We're going to explain the contest in just a minute. But first, One more sentence each. Here we go. Trabajo más ahora que antes.
I work more now than I used to.
Sure, yeah. I work more now than I used to. Sure, you could also say than before.
Ah.
But yeah, than I used to, right?
Right, okay.
Sure, than I used to. Okay, antes. Excellent. Okay, let's do one more.
All right. A la mayoría de los niños les gusta el helado.
Mm. I think that's true. Or possibly all. But anyway, la mayoría. Okay, most children or kids like ice cream.
Very good.
Yeah. And that's an interesting one in Spanish, a la mayoría. That's something that I think someone learning Spanish, that took me a while to learn.
Totally.
A mí me gusta, yeah. A él le gusta, a la mayoría. Because normally we would translate from English and say, los niños gusta.
Exactly.
Or gustan, yeah. Or something like that,
takes
right?
A while,
no,
yeah.
no, a la, you're right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. So now I think we're all warmed up. We have a little challenge here. What we're going to do is we can give away, regalar, a copy of this book, English Grammar. And this is, trust me, folks at home, trust me, this is an incredible book, a very good book. Now, if they don't win it, they say, oh, I didn't win, you can still get it.
Yes.
But you have to go to the Baugan tienda.
Yeah.
It just won't be free, unfortunately. But you can go to valgantienda.com, right, and get
right.
The book, or wherever fine books are sold, right?
Exactly, yeah. Books, bookshops,
Casa de Libro,
Amazon,
FNAC,
yeah.
Amazon, Corte Inglés, exactly. I suppose, the usuals
and,
in Spain.
Yeah, and if you're in Madrid, you can go to the book fair, actually.
Oh,
I'll,
right.
I'll be there on Sunday. And... yeah, you can get a 10% discount on the book at the fair.
Fantastic. 10% discount on this book at the book fair. And this is in stand number 283, in the Feria del Libro in Madrid in the Retiro Park. And you're going to be there on Saturday?
On Sunday.
Sunday. What time?
All day, actually.
All day. There you go. So they could get it signed.
They yeah. want to,
yeah.
yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So this is... English Grammar is the book. You can find it now. And now you can win a copy of this book. What we're going to do, we have a section we call What's Going On. So what we're going to do, we're going to play the section. We're going to play una pista. There's an audio track. And we will discuss it. And we can even talk about this movie. We can talk about the person who's speaking. But you and I won't say the name of the movie. And so the first person to say in English to tell us on Twitter or on Instagram the name of the movie will win a copy of the book. All right? Yeah, that's right. So now, Tino, first of all, Tino, before we get into it, maybe you can describe how people can find us on Twitter or on Instagram.
Encuentra a Kyle en Instagram y en Twitter.
I'm Kyle Miller.
Lo que es lo mismo.
All right. I'm Kyle Miller. That's true. So you can write, they can write in. So let's go ahead with this section we call What's Going On?
What's going on in your brain?
Okay, the way this works, we're going to hear a little track, and then we'll talk about what's going on. ¿Qué está pasando? Because it's an interesting and I think a challenging little text I picked out today. No es nada fácil. It's not easy. All right, so first of all, Tino, let's hear the track.
Well, we may catch a break, and that blizzard's going to blow right by us. All of this moisture coming up out of the south, by midday, is probably going to push on to the east of us. And at high altitudes, it's going to crystallize and give us what we call snow. Probably be some accumulation. But here in Punxsutawney, our high's going to get up to about 30 today. Teens tonight, chance of precipitation about 20% today, 20% tomorrow. Did you want to talk about the weather, or were you just making chit-chat?
Whew.
Wow.
tricky.
Some tricky
stuff in there. At the very end, he says, querías hablar del tiempo? Did you want to talk about the weather or did you want to just make chit-chat? Which is like small talk. So what's he talking about, first of all, more or less?
Well, he's giving like a very detailed weather forecast.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's talking about the weather. And he talks about the town of Punxsutawney, which is in the, he says it very fast, but Punxsutawney, which is a town in Pennsylvania, which is famous for, I can't say it because it would give away the title of the movie. So people can write in if you know the title of this movie. Now this is, it's Bill Murray talking, okay? And he plays the role of a weatherman. El hombre del tiempo. So he's giving a very detailed weather forecast. Right. Now, have you seen this movie?
I saw it ages ago. I can't really remember the plot or anything.
Yeah, but, basically, he is a guy who is a weatherman. You know, el hombre del tiempo, the weatherman. And he keeps waking up and reliving the same day over and over again. And it's a movie from the early 1990s. The early 1990s. So let's see if anyone can get this. It's tough. So anyway, we'll see if anyone gets this. We'll give you a few more minutes to write in the 1993 film. But I think we need to hear that again because it was challenging, right?
Mm.
Let's hear it again.
Well, we may catch a break, and that blizzard's going to blow right by us. All of this moisture coming up out of the south, by midday, is probably going to push on to the east of us. And at high altitudes, it's going to crystallize and give us what we call snow. Probably be some accumulation. But here in Punxsutawney, our high's going to get up to about 30 today. Teens tonight, chance of precipitation about 20% today, 20% tomorrow. Did you want to talk about the weather, or were you just making chit-chat?
All right. Okay. So I think he's given this person, I watched the longer scene and it's a woman and he's at this party and he starts his conversation like this, you know, she says, oh, I think it was going to snow. And then he launches into this big explanation. So we have some people writing in, but I don't want to reveal the answer just yet. So we'll wait for people to write in again. And, before we take a break, we have a couple of minutes before we take our first break. So I'm joined today by Claudia Martinez, who's telling me all about her new book. It's called English Grammar, Toda la Gramática Inglesa en un Solo Libro.
Yeah. Right.
Now, I went on the website and I saw a version it seemed to have. I meant to ask you this yesterday. It seemed to have a purple line across it. Am I wrong, or is that a different version?
No, that was an old version that we actually, it was a mistake that we uploaded and then realized it was the wrong version.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's green. It's got a black cover with a green.
Black cover with green. Okay. Yeah. Now, we only have about 3 minutes before we have to take a break, but is that long enough to fit in a bit of a lesson about something interesting? Even if it gets broken up and we finish it later.
Yeah, of course.
Because you have some very interesting ways of explaining grammar in these books, or in the book, I should say. So you've got something interesting there we were talking about before the show.
Yeah. I thought, you know, as I was writing this book, a lot of what ended up in the book was a bit unexpected because I didn't realize how much really there is to say about different things. Case in point, the definite article, the,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that's very complicated. Well, it isn't as such, you know, the, we just have the, es, el, la, los, las, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in English, there's so many instances where we don't use it that it's actually really useful to really study this and know so you don't make these very common mistakes. So we can have a look at a few
absolutely
cases. The first one I would say is, you know, actually we had an example sentence earlier about when we talk about things in general, we don't use the, right? No me gusta el té verde. We don't say, I don't like the green tea. If you tell me, I don't like the green tea, automatically I'm thinking, well, which one are you talking
right.
about? Right? The green tea you drank earlier or the green tea you saw, you know.
Right.
If it's in general, I don't like green tea. I don't like cats. I don't like coffee, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, no me gusta el té verde de esa tienda, of course it would be, I don't like
the green tea from this store.
Exactly.
So we've made it specific. We're adding the article.
Right. Perfect. Another example. Las peras crecen en los árboles.
Mm, yeah. So pears grow on trees.
Exactly. Not the pears grow on the trees. It's
right.
all pears. There's not a single pear that doesn't grow on a
right.
tree.
Right.
So, but las peras de ese árbol no están maduras. Now we're specifying.
Right. So the pears on that tree aren't ripe.
Aren't.
Or mature or ripe.
Exactly. Ripe. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And another one. La música me ayuda a relajarme.
Music helps me relax.
Brilliant. And la música de en este bar está muy alta.
The music in this bar is very loud.
Exactly.
I like this. It's a great explanation.
Great.
Very good. In our Vaughn translation book, there's one about elephants, right? Elephants are big. And it says, the elephants in Africa are brown and the elephants in India are gray. The opposite. The
yes.
elephants in Africa are gray and the elephants in India are brown. And the elephants on Mars are small.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, right? Exactly. It's the same. Okay. Same logic.
Well, let's take a break. Let's continue. We have so much more to talk about, but we're going to take a short break, and we will reveal the winner of our contest in just a few minutes. We'll take a short break, and I'll be back with Claudia and plenty more right after this, so don't touch that dial.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Te levantas, una ducha, te tomas un café, te vistes, otro café, coges todo para salir, no encuentras las llaves, el coche tarda en arrancar, no arranca, por fin, atasco, más atasco, llegas al trabajo, otro café, reunión, otra reunión. Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 911-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés.
Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary.
Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa.
Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado.
No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughn Video Conference Classes.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases-telefónicas.
Lo de mi hijo no es normal. Lleva 2 años en clase de inglés y sigue en el mismo nivel que cuando empezó. Desaparece durante 1 hora 3 veces a la semana y cuando vuelve es que no habla ni una palabra de inglés. Lo único que dice es, mamá, no quiero volver.
Si te siguen pasando estas Stranger Things con los cursos de inglés de tus hijos, es hora de salir de la oscuridad. Darles la oportunidad que tú no tuviste con Vaughan Jr. Un curso de inglés adaptado a su ritmo de aprendizaje, divertido y eficaz. Con unos profesores únicos, que les motivan y despiertan sus ganas de aprender. Date prisa, antes de que desaparezcan las últimas plazas que nos quedan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
It was this day in 2001 that the band REM, known to many in Spain as REM, announced that they were calling it quits. They were quitting. They were going to throw in the towel, tirar la toalla, after 30 years. They posted on their website to our fans and friends as REM and as lifelong friends and co-conspirators, we have decided to call it a day as a band, which means to quit, right? We walk away with a great sense of gratitude and astonishment at all we have accomplished. So there you go. Now, this is a song called Shiny Happy People. The title and chorus are based on a Chinese propaganda poster that they saw. The slogan, Shiny Happy People Holding Hands, is used ironically, as the song was released in 1991, 2 years after the Tiananmen Square uprising, when the Chinese government clamped down on student demonstrators, right? They got strict on student demonstrators, in fact, killing hundreds of them. This was the second single from the album, a very contrast to the other single called Losing My Religion, which was the first release. They called this a fruity bubblegum song. So a very happy song, obviously, as the title would indicate. And one that they are sometimes a little bit, they say doesn't necessarily represent their style. But they had a hit with it, so they made lots of money. So I'm sure they're happy with that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they're happy, shiny people.
They're happy, shiny people with deep pockets, I suppose, these days. Anyway, yeah, that song was Shiny Happy People from REM. And in Spain, they say REM. But in English, we say REM. Mm. And I find usually we pronounce the acronyms, we tend to pronounce acronyms more according to the letter in English, whereas in Spanish, they love to say them as a word, right?
Yeah,
like La CIA.
Yeah.
You know, we say the CIA.
Yeah.
It was an UFO, right?
Yeah.
My cousin studied in UCLA. And we say UCLA. Have you ever noticed that?
So
they love to use, right? Right. Mm. It's true. But in English, now it's not a rule, but I would say an observation.
Yeah.
That we tend to pronounce the words according to individual letters
in English. Like UN, not ONU.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm.
The UN, we say. Yeah. So there we go. A little bit of music as we begin the second half hour. Today's Drive Time Show, and I'm here with Claudia Martinez, who is the author of the newest, I think it's the newest book.
Yeah.
I've been saying that all day. The newest book from Vaughn. It's English grammar. you know, we've had so many years of publishing books. It's kind of crazy that we don't have a book yet called English Grammar.
Yeah.
A estas alturas,
yeah,
right?
It's long overdue.
Right? So this is like your reference book, Vaughn style. It's finally here. It's a big one. It's a reference tool. And I really, really recommend it. It's a great book. So congratulations on
it. Thank you.
And also congratulations. We have, should we reveal the winner of the prize?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. So we played an audio clip before and we said that someone would win a book, the first person to name the movie. And the winner is Juan Connor.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. And as I say, it's like in the Terminator. Have you seen Terminator 2?
I might have.
And Arnold says, I'm looking for John Connor.
Okay.
Anyway, it's Juan Connor.
Right.
He's here and he's won a copy of the book. So the thing is, Juan Connor, you got to tell us where you live because you can write to me. Send me a message, Juan, if you're there, and we will arrange. I will put Juan in contact with the people that can get the book to him.
Yeah.
So
great.
We'll sort it out. So Juan, congratulations. You've won a copy of this great new book. And it's English Grammar, Toda la Gramática Inglesa en un solo libro. Wonderful. So we were talking before the break about the article, the. Mm. And it's surprisingly interesting, right? There's more to it. There's more to it because this is one where people ask me questions. When do I use it and when don't I?
Yeah.
So we were getting into that.
Yeah, especially when not to use it. I think as a general rule, we tend to omit it much more often, mm-hmm. You know, more than the other way around. So as we were saying, you know, when we're talking about something in general, then we don't use it. I like coffee, not I like the coffee. Mm-hmm. Elephants are big, not the elephants are big.
Right.
And then there are also, for example, with percentages. Okay. That's a very common mistake.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right? We say, in Spanish, you say, el 90% de nuestros clientes es de Estados Unidos, right? 90% of our clients are from the US.
Yeah.
So 90, we would never ever say
the 90%.
The 90%.
And it's the same with, now getting away from the, but mm-hmm. it also happens with the indefinite article, where people make the mistake of saying like, oh, the temperature increased by 2% or the
exactly.
tax is increased by mm-hmm. 2%. No, it's by 2%. So without the article.
Yeah. No article.
There's no the, there's no there's no need for that.
Yeah.
Okay, unless you're using it as an adjective, describe a 10% increase.
Right. Yeah.
Or the 5% change was noticeable or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? But yes.
Right.
So it can be tricky.
Yeah.
Right? It can be tough. So these are the sorts of, and then you've spent 6 pages like machacándolo, yeah. as they say.
Yeah, because the idea behind this book is, you know, to have all the English grammar, the relevant English grammar. That's also an important point. Mm-hmm. You know, I've tried to, you know, include everything that's relevant for an English learner.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily, you know, for an academic, mm-hmm. you know, who, you know, I'm not competing with, you know, some of those, you know, Oxford titles out there that are solely for
right.
academic use. This is for English learners.
Yeah, this is for people who want a practical guide to truly help them learn.
Yeah.
And be able to speak properly. It's not, yeah, it's...
And one key of it is loads and loads of examples, you know, translated and explained. So, you know, explained, but always, you know, lo justo, you know, not... Mm-hmm. too much.
Yeah.
As in, because it's so often you can just, if you have good examples, you understand it without having to go into like technical details of
right.
the language.
Right. Now, how much time did you spend writing this book?
Okay. So I started 3 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
And I wasn't, you know, working full time on it for 3 years. You know, I wasn't that busy. But, I started it 3 years ago, and I probably, if you put all the time together, maybe a year and a half of intense
right.
work.
And so during COVID, were you at home? Were you working on this during COVID?
Yes.
So in a way, it must have freed you up a little bit to say, well, I'm going
to
just
I have to say that
this.
Was, an upside of COVID.
But this is great. The gerund and other ing forms. There's a lot of really specific, really, you know, I could see how this would also be a tool for someone who has classes, who maybe is following the Vaughan method and is being drilled on certain topics. And then they say, well, I want to know really how to use that, whatever that may be. You can look it up if you have a problem area. You can find it in here, look it up, and solve your problems.
Yeah, and also one important part of the book is that you have each chapter has two big parts. The first one is a summary, and then we explain everything in detail. So,
lo más importante.
You have the lo más importante, where you can just, you know, if you, I can't remember how.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to read 8 pages. I just give me the.
You know,
give me the
essentials,
kind of, the quick and dirty.
And quick and dirty. Then you can just go to lo más importante. Yeah. Wow. But if you want to dive deep into the whatever topic at hand, you can.
Yeah. Well, this I have to congratulate you because it's an incredible. It's really, really well done, and I know how much work. Well, I don't even know if I know how much work can go into this. Like, it's beyond anything I've done. So
you're an author yourself.
I mean, this has so much. It's very. I don't know. Contundente. Is that a word? Could we use that word here?
Yeah.
Contundente.
Yeah.
How do we say that in English? Like extensive?
Yeah, extensive.
Thorough.
Thorough.
That's, extremely
that's a nice
thorough.
One. Yeah.
And focused. And one. Great. Great. We'll get back to this, but do you like following news stories?
What's
going on around the world?
Yeah.
Well, we like to cover some different stuff, not just the main headlines, but also some weird stuff. And we've got one for us, to talk about today in a section we called Weird News.
Weird News.
All right, our weird news today. Here's a story. Now, this one comes from New Zealand, where they are under a lockdown again. Very strict in New Zealand. And so a couple of guys, an apparent gang, has been arrested for trying to smuggle, which is like when you sell, like, what do you say, contrabandista or something, to illegally sell a trunk or a car load full of KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. So this was illegal, of course, because you're not allowed to, I guess, go out and drive to the KFC. So they were arrested as they tried to enter Auckland during these strict coronavirus lockdown rules. Now, under these measures, which are the strictest in the country's restaurants, including takeout services, remain closed. Everyone has to stay home, and only essential services are open. Now, the rest of New Zealand is at a different level where certain things are open. But police were patrolling the back roads, right? Las calles secundarias, the back roads on the outskirts, las afueras, of Auckland when they noticed a suspicious looking vehicle. I don't know what made it so suspicious. But they looked at it and they pulled over the car. So they stopped the car and they found a large quantity of KFC. Also $70,000 in cash and some other.
That's more suspicious.
Yeah, probably. So police photos show at least 3 buckets of chicken, 10 cups of coleslaw, a large package of French fries, and 4 bags containing other KFC items.
Well, criminals have to eat as well, Kyle.
Criminals have to eat.
You know, poor acrónimo.
So, I mean, what were they doing, I wonder? Like, were they selling it, reselling it to people who were desperate to get fried chicken? Maybe?
Who knows? It could be. Maybe Tino was. No, it's New Zealand is too far away.
Tino's not involved.
No.
Do you like KFC?
Well, not really. I don't really like. I don't eat chicken, so.
Not at all?
No.
Are you vegetarian?
I'm a vegan, actually.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know that. Oh. Okay. Okay.
But I used to like it. Let's put it like.
All right. Okay.
It's. I know. Okay. I know it's tasty.
You know the deal. You know what's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, there we go. So that is today's weird news. Certainly a weird story in today's weird news. Expression of the day. All right. Our expression of the day. In fact, I mentioned this one earlier in passing. It is to have deep pockets. Deep pockets. What does that mean?
To have a lot of money.
To have a lot of money. Yeah. To be really rich. Mm-hmm. So to have deep pockets means, yeah, you have a lot of money. So, like, if we talk about, oh, we're going to buy a, you know, buy a big company. Oh, they can do it because they have deep pockets.
Right.
You know, if Coca-Cola wants to come and buy a restaurant chain, they can do it because they have deep pockets. Mm-hmm. Deep pockets. All right.
And pockets que son bolsillos.
Bolsillos. Yeah, right. Exactly. Mm.
Los bolsillos del pantalón.
Exactly.
I don't know if there are any other type of
bolsillos del pantalón.
Yeah.
Profundos, right? Deep pockets. Yeah. Now, we have another challenge, actually. We got to do, why don't we do the Twitter translation, Tino? We got this. We'll throw this out there. So during the show, people can write in with this one. It is time for today's Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
All right, the Twitter translation, everybody. The Twitter translation today, if you want to participate, you can write in on Twitter or on Instagram. Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Tweet Kyle at I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que viene siendo IM Kilemilla.
Okay, so the Twitter translation today. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Hay algo suelto en el sobre. So we'll let the folks at home think about this one, and they can write in on Twitter or on Instagram. Hay algo suelto en el sobre. Do you think that's a tough one?
Mm, it's not, you know, suelto. I wonder if people know how to say that in English. Especially the spelling, actually.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. We'll give out the response. But I wanted to do a section. This is a bit of a surprise. It's kind of a challenge for you.
Oh,
well, in a way, because it's because you're essentially, you can go up against past members of the, or past invitees to the show.
Okay.
And what we do is, we call it the speed round. What I do is it's a short answer exercise. Okay. So for the folks at home, what we're going to do is I'm going to ask Claudia questions and she can give me a short answer, so a three-word answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I say, are you Chinese? You'll say...
No, I'm not.
Exactly. So, the first word, yes or no. The second word, the subject. And the third word is an auxiliary verb, or the verb to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to see how many you can do in 90 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see how many you can get right. The world record, I think, is 28.
Okay.
Right? Something like that. So we're gonna see. Now, of course, it depends how fast I read. There's a lot of factors. So if you don't set the world record, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, let's go, folks. It's time for the speed round. The speed round. Ready, set, go. Did you see a UFO last year?
No, I didn't.
Could a rat win a fight against a cat?
No, it couldn't.
Were you and I born in the same hospital?
No, we weren't.
Have there been many forest fires in Spain lately?
Yes, there have.
Would the president of Spain resign if he lost his eyesight?
No, he wouldn't.
Are you a chain smoker?
No, I'm not.
Do you and I get along all right?
Yes, we do.
Can a horse run faster than a camel?
No, it can't.
Did Julius Caesar die of natural causes?
No, he didn't.
Could we read and write when we were 2 years old?
No, we couldn't.
Should money be kept in a safe place?
Yes, it should.
Have the Beatles played together lately?
No, they haven't.
Was Napoleon a member of the 1808 French rugby team?
No, he wasn't.
Were there any tragic events last year?
Yes, there were.
Would I be here if I didn't speak English?
No, you wouldn't.
No. Are my eyes the same color as yours?
I'm not sure. No, they're not.
Does the president of Spain wear blue jeans in public events?
No, he doesn't.
Can a lion tamer afford to make mistakes?
No, he can't.
Could you dress yourself when you were 2 years old?
No, I couldn't.
Will the government collect taxes from you next year?
Yes, it will.
Should you try to be a friendly driver?
Yes, I should.
Has the moon been colonized lately?
No, it hasn't.
Do I make your life difficult?
No, you don't.
Can Bill Clinton speak 23 languages?
No, he can't.
Could your great-grandfather speak German?
Yes, he could.
Nice. Woo. That was intense, wasn't
it?
It
was.
Now
you made me nervous.
I went to the end, and then I had to go back to the top of the same page because it got. We did so many.
All right.
So many that I think I lost track because I think we did 20 plus 2 plus 4. What's that? 26, 27, 28.
Oh,
so that was a tie. That was a tie.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It was you tied the world record. So that was very well done.
I made my day.
Yeah. World record. Very prestigious. So now, if you're at home, I just have to warn the people at home. Don't worry if you couldn't keep up, right? Because, of course, Claudia is not only... She's an English teacher and an author in English of English grammar. Toda la gramática inglesa en un solo libro. So if you say, well, my English isn't as good as Claudia's, don't worry. Poco a poco, right?
Exactly.
So what you can also do is the folks at home, our friends, our listening friends can listen to this show again. You can go to iVox or eBox, as we can say, and get the podcast of today's show and then try that challenge again and again and see if they can keep up with you.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's a really good idea, yeah.
Because practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
So you can find the podcast on iVox or also on Spotify and search for Drive Time, and it's in there. A lot of episodes.
Oh, cool.
So no cuesta nada, folks. The podcast, it's completely free. You can listen to the podcast, then you could get a copy of English Grammar, Toda la Gramática Inglesa en un Solo Libro, practice with the book. Now, this costs something, but it's small. It's a small investment in your English learning journey, right? Right, Claudia?
Yeah, I think it's good value. It's
absolutely it is.
It's $24.95, the usual price, but you can get a 10% discount at the book fair, La Feria del Libro. And
I mean,
yeah.
That's a very good deal because really you think about it, it comes with audio as well.
Right, yes.
And is this the biggest Vaughan book? It might be.
It might be.
So, we could do the math, but I mean, the cost per page is very low.
Yeah, I'd say so. And also, it's not only grammar. It's also got, pronunciation tips and common mistakes and useful expressions as well. And there's also an extensive... appendix where you have everything, the numbers, how to say the date, how to tell the time, irregular verbs, all of them, every single irregular verb, nationalities, the 100 most common mistakes in English. So it's very a comprehensive book.
It really is. I mean, I don't like to say, I don't like to lie on the radio about things and say something's good when it's not, and I would not do that. Because this book, I'm saying it's great because really it is. It's a really, really, it's really, really well done. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so I encourage people to check it out, English Grammar, and it's available from Vaughan, the Vaughan Tienda, the Vaughan Shop, and also wherever you may buy books, Amazon, etc. All the great booksellers. Wonderful. Okay, I think we have time for another for another section. Why don't we do some vocabulary? How about that, Tino? Do we have time for some vocabulary? Maybe we can do that. Let's talk about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how we say capa de ozono? I don't know if you say ozono or ozono.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in English?
Ozone layer.
Yeah. Which people don't seem to talk about the ozone layer so much anymore. In the 90s, everyone was concerned about the ozone layer.
Because I think there was an issue with a chemical that was damaging it very badly. And then they got rid
of that. CFCs, right?
Yeah.
In spray cans and stuff. And so now we don't have that problem.
Yeah. Well, at least I think in parts of the world, it can still be a problem as far as I know. But yeah, it's not.
All right. How about contaminación ambiental?
Pollution.
Yeah.
Pollution.
Pollution.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we don't really say contamination, right? We don't. It's
normally pollution. Yeah, pollution. All right, let's see. El efecto invernadero. Do you know this one?
Greenhouse effect.
Greenhouse effect, yeah. Residuos ambientales.
Well. So residuos would be waste.
Uh-huh.
Ambientales. Environmental waste?
Environmental waste, yeah.
Okay.
On my list anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, how about ecosistema?
Ecosystem.
Very good. Desarrollo sostenible.
Sustainable development.
Very nice. Good. So there's five or six terms. That's good. We're just about out of time, so maybe we'll finish there. And we are going to take a break. I have another half hour. I don't know. Are you going to stay or are you going to hit the road? What
I'm
do you want to do?
I'm
going to
hit the road, actually.
She's going to hit the road. Okay, folks. So thank you, Claudia, for joining me. It's been a pleasure and for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I will mention the book again in our final half hour. But thanks for coming, and I hope you come back again sometime soon.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. All right. Folks, we're going to take a short break, but I'll be back with the final half hour. So stay with us. Don't touch that dial.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Aprender inglés es una cuestión personal porque estamos viviendo ya en un mundo que se necesita hablar inglés. Me gusta mucho viajar y lo utilizo cuando estoy fuera. Y aparte me di cuenta que cuando estás trabajando, si quieres acceder a determinados puestos, necesitas un nivel de inglés muy bueno. Y esa fue la razón principal por la que me decidí a hacer este máster. Algunas veces cuando estoy haciendo el máster parece que no avanzo, que no llego a ninguna parte. Pero poco a poco me doy cuenta que voy solucionando situaciones que antes no sabía cómo afrontar. Lo que más me gusta del máster es el contacto directo que existe con todos los profesores, la personalización del servicio y que puedes en cualquier momento recurrir a ellos, que siempre están dispuestos a ayudarte.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar, hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora fíanciate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening and speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma, píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google.